we're gonna hit it in a minute and everybody's gonna be flowing together. In the morning, 10 o'clock service, Lord permitting. Ooh. Better ask you first, Brother Pelham, have you got that song ready that I gave you the message the other day, boss? You'll have it ready in the morning. You got the message typed out and everything ready to sing it at ears. You'll have about two or three copies in the morning at 10. Okay. In the morning, you will witness for the first time under grace the gutting of a sacrifice. You didn't think I was going to leave all them old hidden sour things on the inside of you, did you? And Brother Pelham Gross will have the honor and it's a glory and honor to be the first one. With the exception of myself and possibly Brother Ray, I can't think of anyone that needed it any more than Brother Pelham. But do you see him gutted under grace, laid wide open, put back together, trained by his new mother, then you're going to be wanting some of it yourself. Julie, you got problems? Okay, then you either come up here and get deliverance now or leave. Whichever one you choose, it doesn't make any difference. Don't sit there glaring. Which one you want? Oh. Oh. Come on with her, Charles, and bring your mantle. Close your eyes. Talk to Jesus. Whoa. Can I hear you say, talk to Jesus? Lord Jesus, I receive deliverance. Ooh, you the husband, Charles. Get the mantle of love. Get your mantle in your hand. Ooh, with a mantle of love. Start at the bottom of her feet. Love fire. I'm going right to the top of her head. Ooh. Nine time passed, you beat her in the flesh, see. Oh, now start at the bottom of her feet and come up one stripe at a time. Oh. In time past, you beat her in the flesh. Now God's giving you the privilege to beat her in love in the spirit. I can't think of any more merciful way than that. Oh. Oh. Fighting demon hath been destroyed. Jesus Christ suffered the stripes on his back in pain and judgment that we might be suffer them, that we might receive them, and not in suffering but in love and fire. once we turn their heart to the Lord. That's it. Oh. Now begin to look by the Spirit. John, take your mantle in your hand. Find a place where the problem is the most and smite it. Oh, see right in there in that Spirit. See that Spirit coming alive. Fire hath destroyed. Oh. Oh, see it moving in there. See that love moving all in her. Oh. Hold her up. Don't let her fall. Oh. Now she's all tight right down here in her stomach. You know, when you get all tightened up, right in her stomach. Down. Oh, that love fire. Move it in her stomach. You know, you can, when you get up tight, you get tight in your stomach, don't you? Right down where the bowels of mercy and love are supposed to be, you tighten up. Oh, feel it coming loose there, Julie? Oh. 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 You're not making your confession. Love fire hath destroyed it. Oh, maybe you'd rather go back your old way of life and go to beating her with your fist. Laying up judgment for yourself. Reckon that wouldn't be the best way, Reggie, to go back to old way of life and go to beating her. No, you know you're going to stand before that white throne one day. Whoa! Now, look in that problem. Look in there. She got a problem right back there in her back, up there, there. Smite them good and hard. Oh, let it go all the way through. Feel that Holy Ghost, that love fire. Oh, hath destroyed. All that tightness. Feel it coming loose. Oh, hold her there, Brother Ed. Don't let her go out. Oh. 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 Look like Brother Charles not enjoying that very well. Oh, do you enjoy it well as you do throwing tantrum, Brother Charles? Oh, just as much. More? Well, maybe you need one. Reggie, come here. You got your mantle in handy? Oh, close your eyes. Say, Lord Jesus. Make no mistake about it. You'll either submit to the stripes of the love of the Holy Ghost, or you'll submit to the judgment fire stripes when God lays you wide open with that sentence at that judgment seat. Oh, that's it. Just start right at the bottom of your feet. Oh, love fire hath destroyed. Oh. Oh, I see some more that needs a little bit of liberation. Oh. Come on here, Brother Josh. Oh. Every one of you can get the same stripe, and if you'll just identify yourself, oh, as being the one striped with the love stripes of Jesus and deliverance. Oh. Turn me a little louder there or something. Oh, Reggie, get him on the front there, not just on the back. Oh, lay it on him there. Let the wind of the Holy Ghost go all the way through him. Feel it coming loose there, child. Oh, hold him up. Don't let him go. Oh, let that anointing hit there. Come out. Come alive. In that mind. Have fire, fire, fire. Oh. Oh. Oh, that's it. You don't believe this. You're going to either take them. You're going to either take them by the Holy Ghost. You're going to take them at the judgment. Oh. 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 I have to talk. Oh. Catch him. Somebody. Oh. 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 Have to talk. Come on, Bob Moses. I tell you what, God's going to teach you men and women how to live with the daughters and the sons of Zion. You know how to live with them. You come out of heathenism, religion. Now, didn't you? You know how to live with the mothers of Israel. Oh, that's what part of the gutting going to be about anymore. And you mothers and daughters in Israel, you don't know how to live with me, and you came out of darkness. Everything you use is either lust of the flesh or violence. That's what you were taught. Now you don't know how to live, but he will teach you. Through Jesus Christ, won't he? Hath died. Every living thing hath died on that love fire. Anybody else got any problem? I don't mean the whole church now. Come on here. Somebody been running around today despising and fussing and fighting and hating? Get on up here and get it. But now, wait a minute, not the whole church. It's just a few of them. Rick and Lydia, they don't know how to live with one another. They're still trying to live in heathendom. What's God going to do? Throw you away? If you resist him, he'll judge you and throw you away. But if you submit to him, he'll take that love, fire of the Holy Ghost, those stripes that's already been glorified from the back of Jesus Christ that he suffered in pain, boy, he'll knock that love fire off of you, and it'll just melt you. Won't it? Get a hold of him now and begin to lay it on him. Start on the back first, all the way over and then down. Brother Pelham in the morning. You think I'm joking? I don't tell jokes. But where do we put him back together? Josh, get up and go to Union, man. You already been purified, then. Get on another one now. Get on another one. Y'all don't get all on one. Gonna give him all the blessings. Thank you. them. Let them feel that wind of the Holy Ghost go all the way through them. Pick it. Bunch of little punks. Oh, yeah, a bunch of punks. Coming out of darkness and religion, no. Has been made Jesus Christ in the flesh. Come up now. All the rest of you sit down. Those that are not up, sit down. Thing I ever saw. What do you think? Or had maybe, I know you never thought, what did you think God, your Father, was going to do with the stripes that were on Jesus' back? Just let him suffer them? Throw them away? What do you think he was going to do with them? Just make some kind of fable out of them? Didn't you know in John the 16th chapter that Jesus spoke that the Holy Ghost would glorify everything he did? Glorify and preserve it to be used by the Holy Ghost? And to be used by the ministers of God to bring forth deliverance and grace unto the people? Didn't you know that? You didn't know that in many much that I've taught you then? When he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he shall not speak of himself, but he shall receive a mind, he shall show it unto you. He shall glorify me. How many times did I go over and over that in Scripture? Weren't you listening? No, you weren't listening. Whoa! Oh, there's a lot of things you don't know, but the foolishness of God. Don't cut those guitars down now. Let's don't have an override. The foolishness of God is stronger than the weakness of men. You heard all these things, but having the ears to hear, you heard not. But now you have ears open where you can hear. And it's either hear them now or never. Because the judgment books are open. Your deeds done in this body are being read. And there's not but one way to wipe those deeds done in this body in your life out of those judgment books. And that's to move into the fullness of God through the grace and the gift of God Jesus Christ by the Holy Ghost. And it's so easy and so simple that though a man be a fool, he'll not err therein. Now in the book of Revelation, your problem, very simple. In the Middle Ages, John the Apostle saw it coming on you. When hell was open. And demons like hordes that darkened the sun descended out of hell. They polluted civilization, religion, and society. And you are children of that civilization and children of that society. And they passed that same religious darkness and world pollution down upon your mind and life. To be plain with you, some of you begin to realize it, but to be plain with you, even though you've come a long way in God, you're in one hell of a shape. And the word is hell. Because that's where it came from. All those things you thought were good were darkness. All that stuff you thought were good were darkness. That had led you before God to be burned in judgment. I know, you thought you knew a lot of things. But you received them from Satan as God through religion. So really you didn't hear anything. Correct? Now you got ears to hear. Oh, God has given you the ears of Jesus Christ to hear. And a heart to receive. And you don't have any excuse. He can do a quick work and cut it short and righteous. No. Oh, we better get started here. Oh, I guess we already started. Come on, Cheryl, and back me up on this. All of you that can, I want you to be here in the morning. I'll cut your guitar down, and I want you to override me. Oh. Huh? Yeah, I'll talk behind. Now, religious blindness on your mind. I have led you, yet not I, but my Father in me, have led you this far. With only a partial understanding. Because once I try to lead you by understanding and by doctrine, then you got to fight me in your mind. So I would move you by commandment of faith and move you into these judgments, release from these judgments. I had to do it that way. You couldn't survive it any other way. Many things that are done, you've not yet received an understanding of them. You understand them partially, but it's time for your mind to begin to come wide open. As we move here in the deliverance and bringing forth of these people here in the Memphis area, and let me say something not bragging of the flesh, but something of God. Most of these people in this Memphis area, with the exception of a few hard heads, of simple faith towards God. And but for some of the leaders of this church that were hardheads, religiously indoctrinated, they could have been led quickly into this. But now on this trip, God said, disregard the so-called leaders and reach for the people. Said if the leader don't come in, said I'll make them lick dust at the children's feet. And this is exactly what he means. He's going to mess you bunch of hard heads. Oh. Oh. Ready? Have been made ready. Our Father has declared.
Our Father has declared.
The whole world under judgment.
The whole world under judgment.
His judgment fire.
His judgment fire.
Is burning in all flesh.
Is burning in all flesh.
Ooh. Every person you see.
Every person you see.
Is a burning tree.
Is a burning tree.
The judgment of God.
The judgment of God.
Is flaming their flesh.
Is flaming in their flesh.
I want to sing that over one more time. Our Father has declared.
Our Father has declared.
The whole world under judgment.
The whole world under judgment.
His judgment fire.
His judgment fire.
Is burning in all flesh.
Is burning in all flesh.
Every person you see.
Every person you see.
Is a burning tree.
Is a burning tree.
The judgment of God.
The judgment of God.
Is flaming in all flesh.
Is flaming in all flesh.
Listen to your Father.
Listen to your Father.
Speaking through Isaiah.
Speaking through Isaiah.
So you'll understand.
So you'll understand.
His burning of all flesh.
His burning of all flesh.
So that you may.
So that you may.
In simple faith.
In simple faith.
Accept his living water.
Accept his living water.
That quenches the fire.
That quenches the fire.
Oh! Isaiah, the 33rd chapter, verse 10 through 14. Oh, now will I rise.
Now will I rise,
saith the Lord.
Saith the Lord.
Now will I be exalted.
Now will I be exalted.
Now will I lift up myself.
Now will I lift up myself.
Ye shall conceive.
Ye shall conceive.
Chaff ye.
Chaff ye.
Shall bring forth stubble.
Shall bring forth stubble.
Your breath as fire.
Your breath as fire.
Shall devour you.
Shall devour you.
And the people shall be.
And the people shall be.
As the burnings of lime.
As the burnings of lime.
And as thorns cut up.
As thorns cut up.
Shall they be burned in the fire?
In the fire.
Hear ye that.
Hear ye that.
Are far off.
That are far off.
What I have done.
What I have done.
And ye that are near.
And ye that are near.
Acknowledge my might.
The sinners in Zion.
The sinners in Zion. Are afraid. Fearfulness.
Fearfulness.
Has surprised the hypocrite.
Who
among us shall dwell?
Who among us shall dwell?
With the devouring fire.
With the devouring fire.
Burning all around us.
Burning all around us.
Who of us can live?
Who of us can live?
With the everlasting burning.
With the everlasting burning.
Father God.
Our Father God.
A devouring fire.
A devouring fire.
Hath clothed himself. Upon the whole earth.
Upon the whole earth.
The consuming fire.
The consuming fire.
Of his divine body.
Of his divine body.
Has caused the burning.
Has caused the burning.
Of judgment in all flesh.
Of judgment in all flesh.
There's only one place.
There's only one place
of safety from the fire.
Of safety from the fire.
Only one place.
Only one place.
The fire can be quenched.
And the fire can be quenched.
It is in the body.
It is in the body
of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Who sits on the throne.
Who sits on the throne
in the New Jerusalem.
In the New Jerusalem.
He offers his body of living water.
Living water.
To quench the burning.
To quench the burning.
Of God's fire in your flesh. And
fire in your flesh.
So that whosoever. Will may come.
Will may come.
And be baptized into.
Be baptized into.
The water of his body.
The water of his body.
Whoa! Washing out of you.
Washing out of you.
The old waters of your flesh.
The waters of your flesh.
And washing into you.
Washing into you.
Living heavenly water.
Heavenly water.
And washing into you.
Washing into you.
His blood and breath.
His blood and breath.
And making you.
And making you.
Jesus Christ in your flesh. And
Jesus Christ.
How many of you haven't been baptized yet? Down on your back. All the rest of you been baptized? You that haven't, move out there in front. Ooh, move right out there in front. Let's get ready. Ooh. First baptism, now on your back. Just sit down there, honey, if you will. Listen to Jesus.
Listen to Jesus.
Speaking through John.
Speaking through John.
And telling you the way.
And telling you the way.
To escape burning judgment.
To escape burning judgment.
So that you may.
So that you may.
By grace through faith. And
by grace through faith.
Take your place.
Take your place.
In the waters of his body.
In the waters of his body.
Listen to it now. At that day.
At that day.
Ye shall know.
Ye shall know.
That I'm in the Father.
That I'm in the Father.
And you're in me.
And you're in me.
And I inside of you.
And I inside you.
We all are one.
We all are one.
Clothed
upon
and one with our Father.
One with our Father.
In case you don't believe, listen again.
Listen again.
To your Father God.
To your Father God.
Speaking through Jude.
Speaking through Jude.
Some say with fear.
Some say with fear.
Snatching out of the fire.
Snatching out of the fire.
Hating the burning garment.
Of
their flesh.
Of their flesh.
time of long
suffering
of God ended.
Of God ended.
When my father had me,
to
strike the sea of blood, with the resurrection
fire of Jesus Christ,
and set off a burning, in all flesh,
all flesh is burning
one way or the other.
One way or the other.
Either burning in fire.
Of his wrath and judgment.
Or else is burning.
In his love and grace fire.
Either way it is. The end of all flesh. You have a choice.
You
may now choose.
Which way you want
your flesh to be destroyed.
Either by accepting
his love, fire, and faith.
Or if his love rejected
into the fiery lake. You don't believe that? Listen to it. Revelation, the 20th chapter, verse 11 through 15. You don't believe that? Satan got you more blind than you ever was. You're either going to have your flesh and your old nature destroyed by his love, the burning of his love and grace fire in this life that you receive by faith, or you're going to have it destroyed at the judgment seat of God, the great white throne. Now you can just choose. Oh, it's that plain. You're already burning. And your whole body is already burning if you haven't been baptized into that living body of Jesus Christ and washed out that judgment. And you that's had that baptism, even been mantled, there's still spots of you, garments, spotted. Still burning with that judgment of God, or fire of God. That's the reason why he flushes all these demons out of you. Violence, anger, and malice, and lust. Oh, I'm having a terrible time, Brother Pruitt. Rebellion. Yeah, that's the reason he's flushing them all out of you. That's the reason we're going to start gutting in the morning. His love and grace require that every part in you burnable shall be pulled out, and replaced or regenerated with unburnable characteristics of the eternal Christ. But you listen to it, Revelation, the 20th chapter, verse 11 through 15. And I saw a great white throne.
A great white throne.
And him that sat on it.
From whose face.
The earth and the heaven. Fled away.
And there was found.
No place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. And the books were open. And another book. Was open,
which is the book of life.
And the dead were judged. Out of those things.
Which were written
in the books of
men. In the books.
According to their word.
And
the sea gave up the dead.
And the sea gave up the dead.
Which were in it. And death and the grave.
And death and the grave.
Delivered up the dead. Which were in them. And they were judged. Every man. According to his word. Done in this body. According to the things. Lived in this life. And death and hell were cast into the lake.
Of fire.
The second death. For disobedient Christians. Who live their life. In their own way.
Was not found written.
In the book of life. Was cast into. The lake of fire. Which burneth with brimstone. And burneth forever.
Forever and ever.
Being willing that any should perish, just hold it there for me, but that all should be delivered. Jesus Christ offers you in grace and love his body. Do you have one of those white mantles? So that you might be baptized into the heavenly waters of his body by an action of your faith. Losing your breath and your life and gaining his breath in the heavenly waters of his life. That simple. Ooh, just stand right up there and close your eyes, sister, and talk to Jesus. Close your eyes. Say, Lord Jesus. You receive it by faith. Not of works, but by faith. Coming through the three great gates in the New Jerusalem, you simply accept that Jesus Christ is in the Father, you're in Him, and He's in you. By faith. Then you lose your breath and your life, you feel the Holy Ghost, you're baptized, you're in the heavenly water of that body, the fires of judgment go out to in the workings of your flesh, and you're ready to move on in to the next step in God that completely destroys all burning in your flesh. Just talk to Jesus. Say, Lord Jesus, I accept by faith to lose my breath and my life and gain your breath and your life. Ooh, feel the Holy Ghost just come on you now. With the seven servants of Jesus taking away her breath. And giving her his breath. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. In obedience to you, Father. I just baptized. This daughter of yours down into the heavenly waters of the body of Jesus Christ. washing out her old flesh and her old life, and washing in your new flesh and your new blood of life. Just lay her down. Watch her when she hits that water. Anyone else hadn't been baptized the first time down on their back? Oh. The rivers of water. The baptistries will not quench this now. This is a heavenly burning, and it must take heavenly water to quench it. Just close your eyes. Lord Jesus, lift your hands to me. I accept that you're in the Father, and I'm in you, and you're in me. And by faith, Lord Jesus, I lose my life and my breath, and gain your life and your breath. I just feel the Holy Ghost come down on you. Oh, that's it. Utter in the Spirit there. In obedience to you, Lord. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. In obedience to you, Lord, I baptize this member of your new creation right down in the heavenly waters of your body, washing away the old waters of his flesh are burning. And washing in the heavenly waters of your flesh and the heavenly blood of your life, free from burning. Just lay him right down. Lay him right down. That's it. Keep that on his face. Anyone else that hasn't been baptized in the heavenly waters of the body of Jesus? Now the next burning that you receive is a burning of your ministry, how you live your daily life. Oh yes. Would you get some mantles, sister? Your ministry is how you live your daily life. Now you cannot live your daily life with that old trying to move in, striving sort of way. You must have your ministry washed into your body. It's a gift from God. It's grace. It's a part of Christ. In order to do this, you come the second time and lose your life the second time. Oh, yes. That second time ensures you, or takes that first act of faith that washes the daily life of Christ through you and gives the Holy Ghost an interest to move that life through you continually. If you never take that step of faith, you're continually trying to live the life, aren't you? And then sometime after you start trying, but I have a way of untrying you for some reason or another. Give me a, you have any ladies' mantles? Come here, Debbie. I'll just get these young folks. May not even mess with any of you old folks. You think I'm kidding? May just let you burn. Right. Brother Brood, you under? No, not really. Call God no respecter person. But if I went according to my feeling, I would, wouldn't I? I'd stop every once in a while and offer myself as a sacrifice to the Lord. My feeling hath died. And I accept you to take me as a sacrifice. Cut out all my impatience. all my lack of long suffering, all my lack of love, and do with me as you please. That's the only way I could live with you. Ooh. Ooh. Father, in the name of Jesus, by faith, I lose my life the second time. Ooh, lose my breath and my life to gain your breath and your life in your ministry of Jesus Christ. Ooh, and if you Holy Ghost, just come on. Ooh. Ooh. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Ooh. Ooh. Now, I'm not talking about you old folks in years. Don't let the devil. I'm talking about you old folks in experience. Some of you little brats about that high think you religiously you're 80 or 90 year old. Some of you old folks 650, 60 year old, you're just like me. You're a child in heart. See? Ooh. How do I judge a child in heart? How do you judge them? They just believe God. They don't try to give a bunch of works. They just do it. Ooh, in obedience to you, Father, I baptize this member of your new creation down on her face, washing away her old life, ooh, and her old breath, and washing in your new life and your new ministry, supernatural ministry of Jesus Christ. Just lay her right down. Hath been done. Just to show you there's no respect to person. Come on, Mom. Ooh. You thought I really meant it. And you knew that that's what you deserve. Didn't you? The only reason God that long suffered you as long as he has. No, sir. You know why he did? Because of his great love. That's the only reason. Oh, but for that, all of us be gone. Oh. Oh, Father. If faith in your great love. Tell him, Father.
Father.
Faith in your great love.
Great love.
I lose my life.
And my breath.
And my breath.
The second time.
Gaining your life.
And your breath.
And,
and
the ministry. That you would have.
Washed into my body.
Ooh, by faith. Here it goes. Ooh, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Ooh. Mm. Ooh. Mm. In obedience to you, Father, I baptize. Oh, this young minister of your new creation. Down on her face in the heavenly waters of the body of Jesus Christ and your heavenly waters. Ooh, a fire. Burning out our old way of life and burning in your new way of life, which is your ministry on this earth. Just lay it right down. It hath been done. How? Whoa. Move the throne back up there. Ooh. Come here, Blitzy. Move it over there. Ooh. Y'all move the people's hands out of the way there. Don't make me have to do everything. Ooh. 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 Are you willing to do it this way or you want to do it some other way? Ooh. You know why the Lord didn't mantle you quicker than this? He wasn't ready to set up a bunch of trying in your life. You had just been delivered from that thing. And boy, even some of you young folks. Oh, some of these old folks would have got after you, and you talking about trying. You'd been, mama, mama. Did you know trying, and I've hammered at you about this thing for years, did you know trying of the is of the devil? And you were fed that thing by religious preachers. Everywhere, and you preached it yourself. Me sitting up there grinding my teeth. You hear false prophets everywhere. Lay your hand on the rail and believe God. That is of the devil. Trying to get you to believe God when you already have the faith of Christ in you that believes every word of God. The Apostle Paul said, open your mouth. And confess the word of God. For thee with the mouth man confesses. With the heart he believeth. But you know why they tried to get you to believe God? Their words were not life. Their words were death. But when I speak to you, they're spirit and life. And they put faith inside of your heart. And all you have to do is open your mouth. When I tell you to say, Lord Jesus, you open your mouth, say, Lord Jesus, immediately he comes alive. Oh, but you wouldn't live it that way, would you? Said the word that we preach, the word is nigh thee. Said it's in thy mouth and thy heart. How'd you know that, Paul? Said we gave it to you. I give it to him now, the word of spirit and life. His Father right there. Jesus inside of the Father. Ooh, him inside of Jesus. Ooh. And Jesus inside of him. So I say, open your mouth. Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Ooh, I lose my life.
I lose my life.
The second time.
The second time.
Washing out my old way of life.
Washing out my old way.
And washing in your new way of life. For my ministry.
For my ministry.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I don't preach death unto you. You have Christ on the inside of you that believes every word of God. You don't try to believe anything. All you have to do is open your mouth and begin to say it by faith. Everybody believe God with me now. I better not hear any more of that of you. I'll wash your mouth out with soap and water. The soap being the blood of Jesus, the water being anybody. I'll wash you and sprinkle you with a little fire. Oh, in obedience. Ooh. You just don't talk nasty talk like that in the New Jerusalem. There are no snakes in the New Jerusalem. No voice of the snake. So don't talk nasty stuff. But you yea be yea and you nay nay. Say no to Satan, yea to God. In obedience to you, Father, who, oh, I baptize this member of your new creation right down on the heavenly wind, on his face, and the heavenly waters of the body of Jesus Christ, washing out his old way of life and washing in your new way of life, which is his daily ministry. Hath been done. Go. You don't believe this is the way to do it? Sure. What other way are you going to do it? You want to figure out a better way to do it? Boy, you wait till we gut you in the morning. I'm not kidding you. I'm not trying to commercialize this thing, but you'll see the greatest display of the word of knowledge and discerning spirit you've ever seen me put on. Because I intend to open your life by the word of knowledge from the time of your mother's womb and the discerning spirits, which is the discerning of demons, and I intend to open you wide open with these things and expose them to the light of the grace and love of God, and let you look at them, let God look at them, and then Paul said they're destroyed by the Bible. I like to lost myself there for a minute. Come on here, Larry. Oh. You don't believe I'm going to do that? Sure. Oh, lad. Come on. Okay. I tell you, the Lord got this thing going His way now. He bringing forth mothers and fathers in Israel. Train your little punks. Oh, you're going to see it, and you're going to see it in operation in the morning. Oh, in obedience to you, Father. Oh, by faith. I lose my life a second time. Oh, for your ministry. Oh, for the ministry of Jesus Christ. Oh, losing my breath and my life.